Good morning. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, please, chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 10 through 16 this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to preach through books of the Bible and to preach exegetically, to go verse by verse and dig into passages of Scripture. It's a privilege to do that. It's helpful to do that. And then there are passages that you come to that are very difficult, and at times you wish you could just skip over those. But God has them here for us for a purpose, and so we're going to dig into this, do our best. But I do want to encourage you, and this is particular to this passage, I want to encourage you to read this passage after the service and read it in multiple translations. There are two different places where the translation of the Bible that you are using will read with significant difference. So if you move from the ESV to the New American Standard or the NIV, it reads differently, and I won't have time, and you'll be grateful, I know, that I don't take the time to try to wrestle through all of those things. So I want to encourage you to dig into Scripture and allow God to speak to you as you do your own study on this as well. Semper Fi, we hear that occasionally in this area. It's fairly well known, that call and response of being always faithful. It's funny, as you get older, as a Marine, the older you get, the more important that phrase becomes, I think. The more removed you are from everyday Marine Corps life, the more valuable that becomes. Well, we're going to look at that idea of faithfulness this morning from God's Word, and I want you to be asking yourself, are you always faithful? Or are you faithful in general? Is that a rule in your life, a habit in your life? And then how would you define that? And even more, as we're looking at God's Word and as we're praying at the end, I want to challenge each one of us to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the degree to which we're faithful, that we're faithful to God first and that we're faithful to one another. So with that introduction in mind, let's begin reading Malachi chapter 2, beginning in verse 10. Have we all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has been faithless. An abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob any descendant of the man who does this, who brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. And this second thing you do, you cover the Lord's altar with tears, with weeping, and groaning because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. But you say, why does he not? Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. For the man who does not love his wife but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and do not be faithless. Let's pray together. Father, these words are here spoken through your prophet Malachi because we need them. We need to hear them. We need to know them. We need to understand them. We need to see you through them, and we need to submit and live by them. And for that to happen, we must understand, and so cause us to do so. God, if you do not speak, then there is nothing for us to hear. So we beg you, speak this morning, speak through your word, that we may know you truly and serve you faithfully to the glory of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You'll remember that Malachi is a series of disputations. It's a series of questions and conversations that go between God, the God who saves us through the only means by which we may be saved, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I will begin praying, and then please pray silently until such a time as you hear the hymn begin. Father, there is so much here in this passage. So much I wanted to say and didn't. Praise you that I didn't. I beg you that there is nothing that I said that I shouldn't have, and that you would protect the hearers if that's the case. Call us to your word. Call us to examine ourselves before you based on the standard of your word. And from that, the example that we have in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself, not grasping or clinging to equality with the Father, but humbled himself, becoming like us, living a sinless life, taking on our sin, dying in our stead. We've been purchased by the blood of Christ, and yet we sin. Speak to us now, call us to repentance. We praise and thank you for your mercy.